Canst thou by searching find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? He shall not be rich, neither shall his substance continue, neither shall he prolong the perfection thereof upon the earth. He setteth an end unto darkness, and searcheth out all perfection, the stones of darkness and the shadow of death. Out of Zion the perfection of beauty God hath shined. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. But these two things shall come to thee in a moment, in one day, the loss of children and widowhood. They shall come upon thee in their perfection for the multitude of thy sorceries, and for the great abundance of thine enchantments. All that pass by clap their hands at thee. They hiss and wag their head at the daughter of Jerusalem, saying, Is this the city that men call the perfection of beauty, the joy of the whole earth? And that which fell among thorns are they, which when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. For we are glad when we are weak and ye are strong, and this also we wish even your perfection. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek, and not be called after the order of Aaron?